Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common.
I'm a person who feels very, very good about who I am. And I think if you feel good about yourself, it's very easy to see the good in other people and the strength in other people.
Last Tuesday, the city lost a giant. Activist, former politician, and proud son of the South End, Mel King, whose voice you just heard, passed away at the age of 94. King fought for working class people in the streets and on Beacon Hill. He was even the first black candidate to make it to the general election in a race to be Boston's mayor. King is truly a Boston icon. So we at The Common knew we had to discuss his legacy, and we could not think of anyone better than writer, historian, and another proud son of the South End, Dart Adams. Dart, thank you for being with us on The Common.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to start by asking you, when you remember Mel King, what comes to mind?
He was kind of a model for a lot of us growing up. I was born in 1975. He was born in 1928. Same neighborhood, same community. He was a living, breathing icon in that community. Everything we aspire to be growing up, he pretty much exemplified it. The kind of person, the kind of dignity that you want to exude, all these things. Mel King embodied that. And as a young kid, he kind of sat there as like somebody for all of us to aspire to be like. And when he ran for mayor in 1983, he did something that hadn't happened in the hundreds of years of Boston existing. He had the city and the state shook. And being a young child, seeing that happen, it was something we thought we'd never see occur.
You grew up in the neighborhood with Mel King, right? He was your neighbor. Now that, you know, you've grown up to be this writer, this historian, you know, especially a historian of your own community, what was your relationship like with him on the day to day?
I was evicted from my original home in Mass Ave, and I moved into Methuen Manor. Where I live in Methuen Manor is directly around the corner from his home on Yarmouth, and right the next block, he has a center, a technology center, the South End Technology Center. And whenever I had questions, I would ask my mom about things in the community. She was like, just go ask Mel. So I would walk literally 50 feet, go down and talk to him and ask him any questions about what the community was like, what was in the neighborhood. So I attribute me being the historian I am directly to Mel, because he was the resource that I actually went to most of the time. And he did so many things. I mean, when you think about the fact that Mel's career started really in 1953 with working at the Lincoln House with youth in the South End. And in 1953, that's the same year Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott are living in the neighborhood. At the same time, you know, a couple streets down, this is when Malcolm X and Louis X are recruiting. So that's how far back Mel King goes.
Mel King ran for mayor of Boston in the 80s after representing his community in the State House. When you think about politics in Boston and the state, where do you see the influence of Mel King?
For one thing, I feel like if you're Black and Latino growing up in Boston, especially during the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s going forward, you feel like you're just locked out of everything. You're not part of the decision process. No one's thinking about you. And a lot of people kind of avoid politics entirely because they feel intimidated by it.
Mm-hmm.
Mel knew that we weren't going to get anything done unless we showed up, unless we were represented, unless we made ourselves known and seen. And I think through his example, a lot of other people understood how important that was. He realized that nothing was going to move unless we made it move and made it known it had to change. And flash forward to later mayoral races, and you see all the different candidates from all their different backgrounds. That was directly tied to Mel King's mayoral run in 1983.
We were just in the South End last week, and the South End is an area of the city that's gentrified. You know, it's one of the most expensive neighborhoods in the city, but there's still some diversity there, right? I mean, diversity of income, diversity of race. What I'm wondering is how much of that is because of Mel King? You know, how much of that is because he made changes that allowed for the presence of some of these folks to still be there, even though the neighborhood is kind of outpricing people, right?
That's an interesting question. The crazy part is that the South End, Lower Roxbury, was easily the most diverse neighborhood in Boston when Mel was born in it. Mm-hmm. It remained that way throughout the 40s, 50s, and 60s. It was definitely that way when I was born in it. And yes, I attribute a lot of that to Mel King being a person who fought for people to have adequate housing, who fought for people to have basic health care, who fought for people to have resources for the youth and women and the elderly in that community. I sit in the South End, and I sit in a Methuen Manor. Not too far from me around the corner is Tent City. Not too far from me is Via Victoria. None of these developments exist without either direct input or peripheral work done by Mel King.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Hadestown is Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning best musical. It's an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, says Forbes. A Broadway musical like no other. The New York Times raves, Hadestown is as good as it gets. Get your tickets now to Hadestown.
At the Box Center Wang Theater, April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Did you kill Marlene Johnson?
I think you're one of the first people to have actually asked.
From WBUR and ZSP Media, this is Beyond All Repair, a new podcast about an unsolved murder that will leave you questioning everything.
Somebody should be in jail for murdering my sister.
A woman who's never been believed.
As long as they think I have done this, then they're not looking for who actually did this.
And that's what makes it a cold case.
No, it's a botched case.
And a search for the truth, once and for all.
Wow, it just gets more interesting.
Beyond All Repair. Listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Be careful. You're digging in a place that's been very peaceful for a while.
Do it anyway. Dig.
And we're back. You know, Dart, housing was a major issue for King. And the story about Tent City is really interesting to me. You know, he led this movement where hundreds of people camped out on this plot of land because King wanted that land to go to people who needed affordable housing. I mean, he believed in it that much. He put himself on the front line, got arrested. Fast forward to today, Boston is in a housing crisis. Rents are out of control. Housing prices are high. How important is Mel King's legacy right now as it relates to housing?
Well, Mel was one of the biggest advocates and champions of affordable housing, housing that could give somebody a level of dignity, housing that allowed for people of different communities to be able to live and thrive in the South End and Lower Roxbury. And when I look at the current crisis, these are things that Mel had been fighting for going back 60, 70 years. And the very same things that this man was advocating for, the very same things this man was pushing for, are still a need in 2023.
I guess people didn't listen, right? Do you get that feeling?
Gentrification is a mighty, mighty, mighty enemy. I've lived in this community my entire life by the grace of God, and I don't live where I originally lived, and I wouldn't still live here if it wasn't for the fact that I live in a co-op that exists largely due to people like Mel fighting for it to exist. That irony is not lost on me, that it landed me directly around the corner from Mel King himself, you mm-hmm. know, and to be right in his orbit for a lot of the work I did. So when I think about the work that Mel was doing back in those days, a lot of reason why I can still find people that look like me in this community was due to Mel fighting for that housing. And we won't have anybody looking like us in this community without it.
How would you like to see him remembered?
Mel King is the person who wanted to force Boston to live up to its image. A lot of the things that Boston likes to make itself known nationwide of being great at, Mel was one of the people that did that work. So that's what I want Mel to be recognized as. He should have the statues. He should have the streets named after him. He should have the plazas. He should have the murals, all of that.
That's writer and historian Dart Adams. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you have any thoughts you'd like to share on the legacy of Mel King, hit us up on Instagram, TikTok, or Twitter at WBURTheCommon. You can also send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. And the clip you heard at the beginning of the show is courtesy of the American Archive of Public Broadcasting. I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.